Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3-2 is lined into right field. That's a base hit. And it is on the line. Heaton races over, takes a soft hop. Chisholm comes to third. The throw is up the line. Tag! Not in time! Chisholm slides in head first. A huge hit for Wells. And the Yankees lead it 4-3.
That's how it sounded last night. WEEI, Will Fleming with the call. He's back on tonight with Lou and Brooksy. First pitch, 8:08. Pregame coverage starts 7:08. Here on WEEI. I will talk to Brad Foe coming up less than a half hour from now. He joins us every Thursday at 11:30. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Tell you how the Red Sox are going to beat the Yankees in Game 3 tonight in just 60 seconds each. You guys can weigh in all day long at 617-779-7937. A couple of texts on New York starter tonight, Keith. Cam Schlittler.
Yeah.
Local guy. Again, if you haven't
Walpole
heard that.
Zone.
He is from Walpole. He did pitch at Northeastern.
Yep, I heard that.
Someone texted in, and we can't fact check this.
Okay.
But they said BS that his whole family has ditched the Red Sox.
Yeah, there's no chance.
I work with his dad. He's still a Red Sox fan. So again, his dad, this is according to Wikipedia, which I never question, is the chief of police in Needham. The other thing that I meant to bring up, and I forgot to bring it up, but a texter points it out. Is he's from Walpole, but he's like, yeah, well, I'm from Boston. Did he say that in that clip? I'm a Boston.
No.
Yeah, I'm a Boston guy.
No.
It's like, well.
Well, it's like when you're on vacation and you don't know what the people and they're like, oh, where are you from? And you're like, just to make it simple, you're like, I'm from Boston. And then they're like, oh, I'm also from Boston.
Again, obviously growing up in Boston.
Growing up in Boston?
Walpole.
Yeah, who you are, Kent?
You live like, in
Walpole. Yeah, seriously, what are you talking about? You grew up in Walpole.
Right. Because then you get there, you're like, oh, you actually know Massachusetts? Yeah, no, I'm like from 20 minutes away or 30 minutes away or in this case,
Walpole?
What, 40 minutes away?
Walpole's not even close. What are you talking about?
No, I know that. But say you always have that conversation because if somebody's from like Detroit and you're like, yeah, I'm from Boston, you're probably both lying. Neither one of you are actually from those cities. But you're from the area.
You're like, yeah, but where are you actually from?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually from this suburb.
Oh, you do know the area?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Wait, well, you're talking to Boston media,
right.
Red Sox fans.
Yeah, from
your whole Boston. Your whole family knows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was a
Boston guy, born and bred.
I could see the garden from my house.
Huge Pizzeria Regina guy.
No, you couldn't. Like, you're closer to Foxborough.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Walpole. Get out of my face. Schlittler. 617-779-7937. Rivalry's back, though, Keith. Add him to the list of hateable Yankees.
Put him on there. Absolutely. It was like when Tanny and Sturts pitched for the Yankees. They're like, oh, he's from Worcester. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Like, from the Yankees.
Traitor.
Can't stand him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never should have signed with them, Sturts.
No, but I tonight, if they lose, it's going to be brutal.
Oh, my God. I might not come into work tomorrow.
Yankees are favored again. They've been favored in every single individual game.
Buying opportunity?
I think so.
Yeah, plus 135.
I believe that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what all these games have been.
Uh-huh. No, yesterday it was plus 155.
Oh, so there you go.
They somehow have better odds to win tonight than last night with Bayo.
How about that? Well, it's a
Vegas new.
Game 3, anything can happen, Keith.
Oh,
you throw it all out.
All bets are off.
You got
unless
Pedro,
they're on.
Pedro in Game 5, Schilling in Game 6, and anything can happen in Game 3.
That's true.
Is paraphrasing the famous line there.
Yep, in this new format, this new wild format, three straight games.
But as brutal as it'll be, how sweet it's going to be to shut up Jazz Chisholm.
And to drink the tears of the Yankee fans.
I mean, and that stupid reliever last night. What is his name again? What's his first name?
Fernando.
Fernando. Thank
Fernando you. Fernando
Cruz. That moron. I mean, celebrating like he did any. It's game two. You gave up a rocket.
You should have given up the go-ahead run on Yoshida's hit to Jazz Chisholm.
Thank you.
You like should have given up that.
The only thing that saved you was the third base coach.
Kyle Hudson.
The dumbass third base coach for the Red Sox. The only thing that saved you.
Yeah, instead of like smashing your chest like you just won the Super Bowl, maybe go over and shake Kyle Hudson's hand and say, thank you. Thank you for making sure I didn't give up a run there.
Also, like, Story hit that thing harder than any Yankees home run in the series.
Oh, it was way deeper than Volpe's homer from the night before. Way further.
I don't care what the stupid StatCast tells me. There's no way that Ben Rice home run was as deep. No. What did they say? 360, Nick?
Yeah, 364.
No chance.
What a ridiculous ballpark.
No chance. That wasn't a home run in Williamsport.
Doug, let's have right field be 200 feet, and then we'll have center field be 450.
You're like, seriously?
What in the world?
So that, I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But whatever. They're back. They're hateable. Rivalry fills back to a degree. It'll never be 0-3-0-4.
No, but this is good.
But it's good. I agree.
I'm enjoying this.
Good stuff. Even though last night sucked.
No, that was bad.
Let's get to your phone call. 617-779-7937. EJ is in Eastie. What's up, EJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Jones, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
In your assertion, why would you start Romy Gonzalez over Nick Sogar, given what you've seen this series?
Well, what I've seen this series, there's no reason
to do it.
But what I've seen all year, he actually hits righties okay this year, 280-something. I was just looking it up in the last break. I just feel like he's been a big part of what they've done all year, which is why I would get him in there. And I wouldn't overreact to what we've seen for two games and start Nick Sogar over him, because I think he's a better player who has hit righties this year. So that, in short, that's my answer. But why? Well, you disagree?
Well, I mean, I would just say in a win or go home game, you have to play the hot bat. It's funny. I find baseball people will say that they hate nerds and they hate analytics, and then in the same breath they say, well, you have to look at a 162 over what they've done over the last five. And if you look at what Nick Sogar has done on both sides of the ball, or both sides of the diamond over the past two games, he's proven to be way more valuable than Romy Gonzalez, who's done nothing.
Okay, fair. But I'm consistent on this at least, because I think Boone is about to overreact to what he saw last night and make a mistake by not getting his righties in tonight.
He might. I mean, this is one where I think we're literally talking about the guy who's going to hit ninth in the order, right, and play second base. And I'll take Sogard. They've both had six at-bats in the series. Romy's 0-for-6. Sogard has two hits, including that awesome double from the night before where he showed great base running. So I'll take Sogard tonight.
He's going to hit from the left side, though, which worked in game one, did not work last night. And so, yeah, I would go with the veteran in this spot tonight, but I do think I'm in the minority on that. But that's my my logic and my defense of it.
Okay.
Robert is in Burlington. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I have to say, I've been kind of ignoring the Red Sox since they got rid of Mookie Betts, but I started getting interested, and then, of course, I'm all in this week. And I don't even really know all the players too well yet. But I made the observation to when they took my call.
Yeah.
One thing I haven't heard anyone mention this morning is the Yankees defense last night. I believe they had three double plays that ended innings, and they were the crisper, better team on the little things last night. And I think those double plays actually were a factor that I'm not hearing too many people mention.
Yeah, I don't think any of them were too high degree of difficulty.
No, I don't know if they were like flashing the leather. However, to end one-third of the innings on a double play is brutal. Like, that's a lot of double plays that it just goes to show the Sox were getting runners on base. I mean, they had 10 hits and they drew four walks and they barely scraped together three runs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, the double plays were a killer. I do think, I don't know if he meant it this way, but going into the series, the Yankees were known for being a bad base running team, being sloppy in the field.
Well, Chisholm did screw up a play last night at first base.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rodon had the error.
Yeah.
Well, true, but I mean, but tag the bait. I mean, get your foot on the bait.
No, I know.
I know he's not a first baseman.
No, but I think, like, there's a chance that tonight something happens with the Yankees in the field.
I agree. If you want to say last night the Yankees were better defensively, I'd tell you they weren't perfect, but they were. I mean, Duran had a bigger screw-up. Although, this great play that Chisholm made at second base, if the dumb third base coach just waves Eaton home, it's not a great play. It's
correct.
A run-scoring play.
Correct.
So they weren't perfect last night, but they were better than the Red Sox. Who do I trust more defensively tonight? Red Sox.
Yeah. No, same. I would agree with that.
I referenced Justin in D.C., which according to the Schlittler family might as well be Boston. Justin in D.C., hello?
Hey, gentlemen. I think you guys are making a lot of great points. I just think that this isn't second guessing, and the loss is on Breslow, because going into the season, we knew this team had two major problems. One, not enough quality starting pitching, and two, an outfield logjam, which in part kept Roman Anthony down. He did not trade Jarren Duran, who was coming off an 8-plus WAR season, which he will never, ever replicate. That same Jarren Duran, whose demeanor is atrocious for young players to be around, and who's a choke artist. So if we're going to hold Rafael Devers to this culture thing and not being a winning player, we need to look at Jarren Duran and the fact that Breslow kept him on the roster, which kept our superstar in the minor leagues. And I think you guys should discuss this.
Okay, well, Justin, a couple of things. Real quick, if you wanted to trade Duran in the offseason, I wouldn't have hated that. I wouldn't have traded him at the deadline. I would look at trading him again this offseason.
Oh, definitely.
So that's all fair, and I don't think any of that is unfair. What if Duran comes through tonight and the Red Sox, you seem to think the Red Sox are going to lose. What if Duran comes through tonight and they win?
Well, he will shut me up, because I was in Baltimore and I watched him and Rafaela let a fly ball in a critical situation fall between them because Duran's a choker. I think the odds of Jarren Duran coming through in a big situation with 55,000 screaming New Yorkers
trying to get under the skin
is not going to happen.
But I don't necessarily blame Breslow for this, because there was a scenario, and we saw it for several weeks, where Roman Anthony and Jarren Duran were teammates, and they were both, you know, Roman Anthony was having a great run, and Duran was doing fine, and Roman Anthony even took over the leadoff spot, and Duran was hitting a little bit lower. He actually had some power that time, so those guys still could have played. If Roman Anthony was healthy, it's not like he'd be blocked by anybody right now.
But you're not addressing the fact that this team doesn't have a number two or really quality number three starting pitcher for a postseason run.
They had Lucas Giolito. He got hurt.
They had Giolito. Got hurt.
He's not a two or a three.
He had a top 10 ERA in the American League, Justin.
His ERA is 5.5.
He had a top 10 ERA in the American League.
Right, and if you look a little bit more advanced beyond...
No, ERA is good. I'm not going to go much further than that. I'm good. I'll look at ERA.
I mean, okay, so if you guys are comfortable, you think the Red Sox, a top five market, should be going into the postseason,
Justin,
with Garrett
Kershaw? Justin, I wanted another starter. They didn't get another starter,
Justin,
okay?
Justin, look, fine. Let's,
you needed
let's,
to do that Justin, in the offseason.
Justin, hang on. The Red Sox should have got a better third
they
starter.
They added Crochet in
is
the offseason.
Is Slade Ciccione a good third starter for the Guardians?
Yeah, I'm sure he's great. Really nice.
Is Jameson Taillon a good third starter for the Cubs? Hang on, I'm not done.
Schlittler?
Is Jameson Taillon a good third starter for the Cubs? What about Schlittler?
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of teams have that problem.
The Yankees rotation, I would take the Yankees rotation of Derek Cole.
They don't have Cole.
Lucas Heal, the rookie of the year.
I would not take Cole. Yeah.
They don't have Cole.
I'm aware, but they in the offseason, they did. Their rotation
was
looking
very good. All right, well, in the offseason, the Sox had Giolito. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, I just look.
I mean, if you want to say like Walker Buehler was a bad signing, I agree. But they did try to address starter. They got the best starter in the American League in Garrett Crochet. Giolito got hurt. Bayo had a great season. He had a horrible night, but he had a great season.
Well, I know how we felt yesterday. I don't know how Justin and DC felt yesterday. I thought the Red Sox had the better number two starter going into last night.
And also, I know this seems crazy.
I would have rather had Bayo than Rodon last night.
I know it's crazy to say this, but there's plenty of examples of teams winning the World Series really on the backs of one or two starters.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy because, like, we're so used to growing up watching the Braves have, like, four Cy Young candidates in their rotation, or, like, the Yankees, or, you know, Pedro and Schilling. But look at some of those. There was a year that the Giants won the World Series where Madison Bumgarner was dominant. And then you had 40-year-old Tim Hudson. You had, like,
Jake
Ryan Vogelsong. Those guys had ERAs of, like, six, but they would always go back to Madison Bumgarner. The Rangers a couple of years ago, it was a two-man rotation, basically, and Eovaldi and Montgomery, and they were able to win it.
Jordan Montgomery was that team's number two.
Yeah. And Eovaldi, who we all like, but Eovaldi was the ace. Like, how many Cy Youngs has he won?
Eovaldi's great. But, yeah, I don't...
I'm not putting last night's loss on Breslow.
Me neither.
I know you're not. You never will.
No, but, like, but last night wasn't about their talent, I don't
think.
No,
it was about their third base coach.
It was about their third base coach, and Rafaela can't bunt. And Cora doesn't know when to get Whitlock out of the game, and Duran's going to catch a pop-up. Like,
right, so,
I don't think that's about their talent.
To his point about Duran.
No, that was the best point he made
the
whole thing.
Okay.
I'll grant him that.
And watching him last night, like, now that he went from a 2024 season where he was an electric factory at the plate. He would get up there, everything was a double.
Everything he said about Duran was fair. Unless Duran comes through tonight, I think he's going to.
I hope you're right, but if he's quiet tonight, I think not only will he be traded in the offseason, I don't think anybody will miss him. I think it's ended so poorly for him, where he's dropping fly balls, he's not coming up with hits, he's not even a leadoff hitter. Like, it almost felt like, all right, he's your next, Ellsbury, Damon, Crisp, and now he's not even a leadoff hitter. I would lead him off tonight.
That's what I was just saying.
I know, I would
tonight. I would,
but
too.
I'm just saying, like, if Roman Anthony's back next year, isn't he probably leading off?
I see what you're saying.
So, like,
yeah.
He doesn't even have that spot. He's not good enough in the field. He's another lefty bat, and it's like, all right, I appreciate how good you were in 2024. You had a disappointing season this year, but you can make up for it in the playoffs, and so far he has not.
The fact that the Devers people still are just out in full force and just keep moving the goalpost, it's like, they won't make the playoffs. Well, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, they won't beat the Yankees. What if they do?
Might.
Like,
yeah,
it's
they
like,
might.
Are you still going to call next round about Devers?
Yeah.
They don't miss Rafael Devers.
Now, Devers is killing it right now for the, he sunk them like a
stone. Well, just add Devers to this team, they'd be in the playoffs. Not last year. Not the year before that.
No, not the year before that.
They weren't playing like it with Devers this year. Like, take the knee. Bend the knee on the Devers take. He might be right about Duran. Let's see. I think Duran's going to come through tonight. He thinks he won't. He thinks he's a choker. Let's see.
Yeah.
Call in tomorrow. If you're right about Duran, call back in tomorrow.
Oh, it's a huge game for him.
The Devers,
it could be his last
the
game.
Devers
for the Devers
thing, you honestly sound dumb at this point in time.
I'm
you said last week you didn't think they'd make the playoffs. They did. They're here. They might advance around in the playoffs, and we're still hung up on Devers. They won that one. That one's over. 617-779-7937. Tim is in Sunderland. Basically downtown Boston. Go ahead, Jim.
I just wanted to comment about the starting pitching tonight. I know they're both rookies, but I think that Cam Schlittler has a little bit more pressure on him tonight than Connelly Early, because in order for him to excel, he has to extend how many innings he can go so the Yankees' bullpen can go less. But I don't really think that's kind of his game.
I understand the point. Like,
There's more pressure simply because he has worse guys behind him.
Right. Once you get to the bullpen, not last night, but I do think it's advantage Red Sox. So I see the point. I think that can change over the course of the game. I would honestly say going into the start, there's more pressure on Early. He's on the road. But if you
well, that's why I think I might flip it. I think there's more pressure. They are favored in the game. They are at home.
I think to start, that's going to be a lot on Early. I think if he settles in for an inning or two, I do think that'll flip to Schlittler. But I think at the start of the game, if I had to pick one, I think there's a little more pressure on Connelly Early. He's all pitched less. I mean, he's barely pitched. He's the first guy doing what he's doing, which I guess you could say is a way to say, hey, it's all gravy, except it's not. You got 25 other guys on the team looking at you who aren't looking at that like, hey, good season for you, kid.
Yeah, right.
They want to advance.
So Early is making his fifth career start, if you will, right? Four regular season starts, and now this one. So a little bit more experience for Schlittler, who is made, 14 starts?
Yeah.
In his career, in his last one out, he went 7 innings. And looking at just sort of his overall totals, he had a bunch of games where they let him throw 90 pitches. His career high is 100 even.
And he's pretty balanced against righties and lefties, by the way. His splits, he's faced way more lefties, believe it or not. But his splits are pretty even. So teams have tried to stack lefties against him, and they really haven't hit him.
Okay. All right. He's given up 8 home runs. Something to note.
By the way, I wanted to bring this up earlier, Keith.
Yeah, please.
Because I think the most hateable guy on the Yankees right now is Fernando Cruz.
Yeah.
I think. Just given that little celebration last night.
I think he leaped to the top of the power rankings after that performance.
I hardly ever even heard. I kind of remember him from a couple of the regular
season
games.
I had to look it up. I was like, who's that guy? Before I tweet about him angrily, I got to double check.
Now, hang on. I also, Jazz Chisholm to me, I kind of like, but then I watch him against the in a Yankee uniform against the Red Sox in a playoff game, and I'm like, ugh.
There has never been a called strike on him that he has ever agreed with.
Yeah, it's like Paul O'Neill. If Jazz Chisholm was on the Red Sox, we'd all like him.
I
want
to know if Jazz Chisholm wins over Keith specifically.
Okay.
When asked after the game how he relieves stress after a game, Keith. Now,
not what you're thinking.
There's a lot of different ways this could go, but how does Jazz Chisholm release stress after a game?
How did you get over that, though? Was it home last night, or what helped you get through that?
I played MLB The Show, and I mercy rule someone. That's how I get my stress off.
I've got to ask you, which team did you play with last night in MLB The Show, and what was the score?
It's called the New York Aliens. It's my own personal made team. It got me, Ken Griffey Jr. on it. Jimmy Rollins. It's kind of a cheat code, but, we're playing online, having fun, but it's a lot of fun.
Guys, tell you,
the score was 12-1.
Oh, sorry.
Mercy ruled him.
Guys, tell you.
New York Aliens.
Let me just tell you. Ken Griffey Jr. might be a cheat code.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm, Jimmy Rollins.
It's fine.
I don't know that that's a cheat code.
Jimmy Rollins had some good years,
J-Roll
though.
J-Roll was a nice player, Keith. Too good for a random baseball player, but he's like, well, we got me and J-Roll and Griffey.
Was Jazz playing second base, I assume, there? So Jimmy Rollins playing short.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's, no, I do like that answer.
I liked it, too.
But, can you imagine, though?
Like, I wish I didn't see it because I wanted to hate Chisholm more today, but then I heard that and I was like, okay, he's not
Can you imagine just being like, logging into your MLB The Show late at night, you know, you're a kid or you're whatever. You're just an adult. You're just like, I'm going to play, have a couple beers and play MLB The Show. You sign in. You're playing up. You're like, the New York Aliens. Like, all right. And then you're like,
Griffey, Jimmy Rollins, and Jazz Chisholm.
On the headset, yeah. You're like,
you don't
even
need the headset because if you're an actual MLB player in MLB The Show, they give you a card that's like the real.
Wait,
and
really?
It's a 99. It's like, yeah, that's why he's on his team.
So then he's like, how is Jazz Chisholm this good? He's like, I am Jazz Chisholm. Then you're like yelling at him. You're like, there's no way you're Jazz Chisholm. You'd never believe you're actually playing against Jazz Chisholm while you're sitting home playing MLB The Show. But who knows? So that's a good lesson out there for everybody. If you're playing that game and you square off against the New York Aliens, there's a good chance you're taking on Jazz Chisholm.
I think we all know.
Sounds like he's a good player, too.
I think we all know who you're getting. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. By the way, Twitch chat says Jones very quiet about Bregman being washed. Bregman is hitting 429.
He's not.
An 1100 OPS in this series.
Yeah, I would not say he's washed. I would say he's obviously slow.
He can't move. Anytime it's off the bat on the infield, I'm like, well, he's out by five steps.
He's Kirk Gibson, but Kirk Gibson had a big home run, so I feel like Bregman can at least. I still
Bregman
feel okay with him at the
gave
plate.
Gave you an insurance run in game one. What are you talking about?
He's not washed. He's slow.
He had a bad September. He's hitting over 400 in this series, and he's fielding everything. What are you talking about?
All right, outs for Connolly early, over under. This can't be right.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that, too.
What is it?
8.5.
Bayo last night was like 13 and change is what Terps said. So they were expecting
now
less than 5
weighted,
out of Bayo.
It is pretty weighted. It's minus 173 for over, plus 130 for under.
Does he get through three? Yes.
Three innings?
Yes.
Especially I think so.
Especially because Boone's going to be an idiot and get all his lefties in tonight. So, yes. Right, yes.
Click on that.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe, Thursday, 11:30. Means it's time for Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can check it out on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Rob Bradford brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Bradfo, how we doing? It's do or die tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I'm yelling McFarland ever since 6 o'clock this morning. It's just over and over and over again. And I will not bore you with any travel stories about me getting $800 vouchers because I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. I'm sitting here. I don't know what I'm doing. It's great. It's kind of good. It's kind of exciting. I don't know if you guys have that same excitement. The anticipation. Let's go.
I have a lot of feelings. I have a lot of feelings right now.
I feel that. Yeah.
Bradford, you say you don't know what you're doing. Could we apply that same thought to one Kyle Hudson? What, honest to God, what was that there with Nate Eaton?
Yeah, so late last night we got the all-22, right? We got the all-22 of the breakdown of that play, the overhead camera.
All 18, yeah.
the all 18, exactly. And so, I don't think there's any question that the big mistake there was Kyle Hudson not reading the room right and holding Eaton. I mean, I think Eaton wasn't, as he said after the game, Eaton said, you know, I was running, you know, I was told to hold. I couldn't see the play after that. I couldn't see over there. And then that was that. But really, once Kyle Hudson holds him, I don't think he had a chance. I don't think it went up far enough away. But what he shouldn't have done was hold him, because if you see it, he holds him, and basically Jazz Chisholm is sprawled out trying to get his wits together to throw to first. There was no way he was throwing home. So he should have known just to keep going, just to keep sending him all the way home. That, to me, was the biggest mistake of all. I don't think it was after the fact. I don't think it was after it got away. I think that was too late. I think he should have sent him.
No, and I would agree, especially 100%. You know, knowing how Eaton's speed can change a game like we saw just a few weeks ago against Oakland. So I'd have him first on the list of who to blame for last night. That whole play was just so crushing. After that, the Rafaela bunt, and I didn't realize this would be such a debate today. I heard Greg's show talking about it. Me and Keith actually disagree to a degree on how much of bunting there is on Cora, how much of the lack of execution is on Rafaela. How'd you view that issue for the Red Sox late in the game?
I don't know if you could feel the venom coming through my tweet when I just simply said three words, tilt the bat. Tilt the bat. It drives me nuts. You know, to answer your question, I don't necessarily have a problem in bunting there, but if you have a participant who isn't willing to tilt the bat, then don't do it. Like, don't do it. Like, what I'm talking about, of course, is when you're taught to bunt, you're taught, do not hold the bat perpendicular. Do not hold it just flat, because what will happen is that you have a much less chance of getting the bunt down. Rafaela, two straight times, not only were the pitches out of the strike zone, but the form was just awful. It drives me nuts. So what that tells me is that he wasn't really a willing participant. He didn't know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it and you're not a willing participant, then probably find another avenue to go.
Well, and you brought up, Bradfo, there were two, like, even if Cora wanted to do it, you saw him offer it the first
one. He looked so bad on the first one.
That's where I put some blame on Cora. Like, he could have called it off after you saw the horrible effort on the first one.
Yeah, and I hear you. Like, I would like to think that a Major League Baseball player, especially one that whose game is somewhat predicated on speed throughout his career. I mean, this is a guy, keep in mind, this is a guy, when he signed a professional contract, had hit one home run, outside the park home run, his entire life. So what does that tell you? Probably he's had to do something along these lines at some point. But I don't know why you can't just function in that situation. And people will say, I know that baseball players will say, it's really hard to do it because the pitching is just, the ball is coming out, it's bobbing and weaving all over the place. And that's true. But even if you miss it, then just do it right. So, yeah, so I don't have a problem with the actual calling for it, but the execution was terrible.
Two of the big decisions Cora had to make last night, when to take out Brian Baio. He went quick hook on Baio, and then how long to stick with Whitlock. He seemed to give him a long hook, as it were. So what were your thoughts on those two decisions?
Yeah, the Baio one, you know, we should have saw it coming. You know, Baio hasn't been great the last few outings. And, you know, I think we all, or at least I was seduced with the idea of like, okay, we're going to do the John Lester, Josh Beckett, Curt Schilling, Jordan Montgomery, Zach Gallen, you know, Nathan Eovaldi thing, where you're just going to ride all these starters to the promised land. And yeah, because we saw Crochet, but no, that's not how these postseasons work. And we were reminded that with Baio, his stuff hadn't been good. And I think they knew that, they saw that, and they're like, we're not taking any chances. We're going to rope-a-dope the Yankees. We're going to get all your lefties in there, and then we're going to come with all these left-handed pitching. And for a while, it looked like an unbelievably great move. But, you know, I think that ultimately, if you go on any run, I mean, you have to have two good starters, man. Like, you have to find them. You can't just keep – because what happens is what happened last year in the postseason. Teams ultimately run out of relief pitchers. And I think that that's the predicament the Red Sox are in right now. And you go to Whitlock, well – yeah, you know, Whitlock is like, you got to the point of no return with him. Now you aren't using him. Like, there's no way that you can possibly use him. You burnt him.
Nothing
and
tonight?
What's unfortunate? Mike, what do you throw, like 48 pitches or something?
Yeah,
47. Like
47, yep. Season high, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I can't. I mean, maybe they'll say all hands on deck and everything else, but that's really hard for me to see. I mean, I should never say he's not pitching because it is all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. I mean, Aroldis Chapman, I think, would have come in the ninth inning last night, you know, even after getting four outs the night before. So, yeah, but still, like, what's his stuff going to look like? And this is, I mean, make no mistake about it. Like, we can talk about all the maneuvering that Cora has had to do and will do, but one of the foundations, one of the things that they felt like they could count on was Whitlock and Chapman. Like, I think that he said that on maybe on the afternoon show. That is, he thought that was the best 1-2 combination for bullpens in the entire major leagues. And Whitlock almost got there, but then he got to the two outs, and obviously it went the other way. And that's to not have those two guys at their absolute best, that's on the top of the power rankings and how it's not going to work.
All right, so I have admittedly a stupid question, which could lead to a very smart answer.
Oh, I like it.
You mentioned the rope-a-dope there, and Baio ended up going like 2 1/3. Because so many teams now have such lefty lineups versus righty lineups, is there any rule? Let's just take this to the next level. Is there any rule to say, hey, you know, Brian Baio's our starter. He throws one pitch, and then you put in, like, Connelly early. And then the next day you do the same thing. You're like, our starting pitcher today is Peyton Tolley. They load it up with righties, and then you're like, just kidding, it's Brian Baio. Is there any rule against that? Because it's not like a substitution thing in other sports. Like, if that pitcher's out for that game, great, he's out. He's going to pitch the next day anyway.
Well, you got to face three batters, though, right?
Okay, so you got to face three. Well, no, but you do?
Yeah, you have to face three. But yeah, you have to face.
That's
three
a reliever
batters,
rule.
Yeah.
Is that also a starter?
Oh,
rule?
That's a good question.
I believe it's every pitcher.
Okay,
you have to face three batters.
But can you be like, my arm?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You could be like, my arm.
Ooh, wow,
my arm.
I mean, there's a lot of this, but unfortunately, there's a lot of on my arm, and by the way, great Rodney Dangerfield reference. There's a lot of Rodney Dangerfield moments in the postseason now. We saw it with the Cubs yesterday where they're trying to outsmart themselves and bring Imanaga in after having an opener just so he can avoid facing Manny Machado in the first inning. And then he faces Manny Machado, he hits a home run. You can do that, but you got to be careful because, you know, you only have so many pitchers. That's my problem with this whole strategy, is that we're going to see again tonight, which is, it's fine. You want to run out all these relievers? Yeah, last postseason, relievers pitched more innings than starters. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But what happens, you saw it in Detroit last year, you saw it with Cleveland last year, you really saw it with the Dodgers almost at the end. where you run out of pitchers. You have these guys running on fumes, and when you want to spin it forward to the night, like, they can talk about all hands on deck, but believe me, if they are, I would imagine they are certainly banking on Conley early, maybe giving five or six, ooh, probably not six, that's unheard of.
Seven,
but giving five than they were Brian Bayo last night.
What do you think happens tonight, Bradfo? Who you got?
Man, don't ask me that. I'm terrible.
I repeat. Who wins?
We must know.
Yeah.
Who wins? Yeah, you know what? Because I feel like the Yankees are going to win, I'll pick the Red Sox because I am also all over the place. Well, the one thing that I do think with early, and I think that maybe we obsess over the starting pitching maybe too much because ultimately these games have been decided that with things like Nate Eaton and Whitlock and everything else. But I do think that if they are able to find a crack in the armor of our guy, the guy who used to put Christmas trees on top of cars in Walpole, Cam Schlittler, you know, there you go. You're welcome. So if you can find a crack in the armor and you can do one of these like things like they did at Fenway against the Yankees and put up six runs or whatever, and then you can ride Conley early a little bit, I can see Conley early doing well is what I'm saying. Because not only because he went to West Point and makes his bed and is very disciplined, but because he has that sort of mindset to succeed. He has the stuff to succeed in multiple ways, not just the Peyton Tolley one or two pitches. He can get all these pitches over the plate. I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by the moment. I do think that Conley early is going to be good. And also the factor is, Peyton Tolley came in last night, right? And like he's been up and down. But one thing that you're reminded watching Peyton Tolley go against, I forget who it was he faced at the end, but I was like, they're like an hour late on his fastball.
Yeah.
And that made me kind of think about when you don't see a guy, like that's how that is. And I can see a little bit of that with early tonight.
Okay. It was Grisham who we got out last night in the ninth inning.
Yeah. Stupid mustache. Not Tolley's mustache. Grisham.
Grisham, stupid mustache.
Stupid mustache. Oh,
By the way, Lucas Giolito forgives you, Rich Keefe.
He says
his appearance on Dork had nothing to do with his misfortune.
I feel terrible. Yeah. I don't know if I should reach out. Maybe he has more time to do more podcasts, or maybe I should just stay away.
You let him know only half the show agrees with him. Anyway, Bradfo, good stuff. Check him out at Bradfo on Twitter. You can listen to Baseball Isn't Boring on the Odyssey app. We'll talk to you next week, Bradfo.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I can picture
he's feeling positive though about Conley early.
Well, he is, but
early could be a little bit of a folk hero.
He also said he thinks the Yankees are going to win, so he's picking the Red Sox. I was a little confused at all of that, but he does seem a little more
like doing predictions. Sounds like
here's what I got out of that.
Yeah,
he wants over on 8.5 outs for Conley early. I did
over
get that. I got that out of his answer. Yeah.
What about over under runs tonight? 7.5. There's not been a lot of runs in the series, so is this like does it continue or is this like a 10-8 game?
I'll take the over.
Take the over?
Where's the juice?
I didn't
look. Plus money on the over? Probably not.
Let me take a look here.
Where's the juice? I'll chase the juice.
Okay, it's close. -105 on the over, -116 on the under.
Yeah, over.
You're going over?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Mm.
Okay. 617-779-7937. Schlittler, what did he say again? Put Christmas trees on top of cars?
Yeah. It's a good game. Very helpful.
Although,
did you
like verify that, Robert, or did he just tell you that? Because he'll also tell you he's from downtown Boston when he's from Walpole.
Maybe he's just a liar.
There's a bit of a Bill Chisholm thing going on with him, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But okay. We'll get more into game three here tonight. Throughout the day, we can mix in some Patriots thoughts as well. Stay tuned.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, great player, golly. It's fun watching him. He makes some plays, you know, every week that you're like, man, that's pretty cool. So he's the MVP of the league, and, you know, sadly to say it's fun to watch him, but, you know, we got to, you know, play him on Sunday. So it's a little different mindset.
Golly, he says. Shucks. That Josh Allen, pretty good.
Oh, heck.
I got to be honest. I listened to that yesterday, and I was like, I hope he's ready for this. I hope he's ready for Sunday night.
It's a big game.
Maybe that's stupid. I acknowledge that could be stupid.
Well,
and I'm reading into what the guy says on Wednesday versus how he's played on the field. But as good as he's played, and it's really been two out of three great games for him, the game in the middle, he had two horrendous turnovers against Pittsburgh.
He did.
And they lost. So it's been two out of three games, but if you want to say it's all three because he's completing the high level of passes with the two-plus touchdowns, the Brady stat that's been floating around this week, fine. But maybe I'm just reading too much into, you know, the golly shucks thing with the media. But I'm like, it's going to be an effing hornet's nest on Sunday night in Buffalo with Josh Allen on the other side.
And all those lunatics outside diving through tables, the whole atmosphere.
I'm not saying he isn't ready. I just wonder if he is, and we're going to get our answer on Sunday night. And that had me wondering and thinking about it.
But I think it's great too that it's somewhat early in the year. It's not week one, right? So you get to sort of like ease into the season a little bit, but it's also not way down the road. And they have a bunch of bad teams that they're going to face right after this game. But as everybody has said, it is such a good measuring stick game. All right, what do you look like against the Bills in Buffalo in prime time? And whether people want to hear him or not, all the Drake May, Josh Allen comparisons, and not comparing even now, although their stats look kind of similar, but comparing like when Josh Allen first came in the league and like how long it took him to eventually break through. And then, you know, I'm sure we'll get into it a little bit more tomorrow, but the whole Steph Diggs revenge game and all that stuff, like it is great. Like I don't, you know, we talked yesterday about what right now in the NFL would be like the toughest place to play. Environment combined with how good the team is, and it might be at Buffalo. Like it's right up there. I think Arrowhead still got to be a tough place to play.
I can't remember who
Philly
said
maybe.
It. I can't remember who said it yesterday. It might have been Gonzalez, but he was like, it's the closest thing in the NFL. And he meant it as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the closest thing in the NFL to like a big college environment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
but plus now you know, like they've always had wacky, crazy fans, and God love them. But it's like, now it's the MVP of the league, too, on the other side. They haven't broken through and won a Super Bowl, but this is the regular season. They're 4-0. Like, they're probably the best team in the conference. You can coin toss with some of the teams in the NFC. So, like, as far as all that, like, all the challenges that you can face, it's right here.
So, and the issue, and Curran talked about this on Tuesday on our show. He's like, he's a top 7 thrower of the ball in the league, but is he a top 15 quarterback or whatever he said?
Yeah.
Because quarterback is about processing and decision-making, and it's not just about who throws the prettiest football. It's about all these other things. I think that's the kind of stuff that's going to be tested on Sunday night. So I'm not saying he can't do it, but is Drake May ready for this? It's been 4 relatively easy opponents, 4 relatively easy games, most of them at home. He was also talking about primetime. He's like, ah, shucks, primetime's so great. It's like, when have you been in primetime? I mean, at North Carolina?
No.
Against Florida State?
No.
Like, I mean, it's just, it's not the same.
I don't even know if they would.
Right.
They probably, yeah.
How much was
North Carolina?
Great question. How much was UNC
they
in primetime?
Time against TCU.
I was going to say, when they had Belichick.
No, no, no. When Drake May was there, how much were they in primetime?
Yeah.
So
not often.
No. So I wonder if he's ready for it. I'm not saying he's not, but let's get our answer this weekend. I am giving him a shot against this Buffalo team. Buffalo didn't look great
to
last.
To win or to cover?
Well, I mean, a shot meaning like you're in the game.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know, to cover for sure. I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah, I guess I'm more on the fence on whether or not they cover. Like, I really would be shocked if they won.
One
but
outlet.
It's the NFL. I mean, 2 weeks ago, the Browns beat the Packers.
The
like,
Saints,
so I'm not
the
saying,
Saints, who we think might be the worst team in the league, or at least going into the year, we thought that. They're probably not worse than Tennessee, the Jets, but they're bad. They were just winning in the fourth quarter in Buffalo last
week. I agree. I do think you know, you take the Saints lightly, perhaps. You know, you're like, ah, we can just roll out the balls and play and beat the Saints. Whereas the Patriots, not that they're so much better than the Saints, but division opponent, everyone's like, oh, they're the second best team in the division. The Bills are like, oh, are they?
And it's not Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's a primetime game. So there's more reasons where you won't be overlooking an opponent.
Correct.
In an island standalone game.
617-779-7937.
We'll get your feedback on this. If you want to talk Patriots, you can. I see you hanging out on the Red Sox as well. We'll get back into who you blame for last night and how did they lose that game. Again, at 617-779-7937. Plus, Keith and I will both go on the clock. We'll give you 60 seconds each on how the Red Sox will win game 3 tonight. Elimination, winner take all, do or die game. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.